That's an outfit called Inhaler with a tune called Cheer Up, Baby. Kind of appropriate for a Monday morning, hey? Yesterday, the weekend is finished. And now we start again with a week of hard labor. Lucky if you've got it. So many folk nowadays battling and desperately looking for opportunities. If you have opportunities, enjoy and love it. Sarah Swainson is in the house. You know, Sarah Swainson from the Bold Heart Initiative. She makes her own opportunities.
Some better than others. Mm. Good morning, everyone.
And today we're talking about an opportunity that, well, let's just put it to you this way. Sarah tries new things with alacrity. She goes where angels fear to tread. Sarah rushes in. And now she's been, because normally on the sporting kind of front, you know, doing things that challenge the body, and now she's doing stuff to challenge the body and the mind, because she's entering into the arts, you know, and very few people can actually crack the arts. It's gifted, they say, from above. Yeah, there's lots of people try. Lots of people try. Most are rubbish. But then if you have a good teacher, sometimes it helps a lot.
Absolutely.
And Sarah has a good teacher with her. So I'm going to now wrap up and hand over. Welcome to you.
Thank you. So obviously the Bold Heart segment on a Monday morning is really about inspiring people to try something that they've always wanted to do. And a lot of time we don't do something because we either think we're really rubbish at it, or we've concocted these ideas, or we're too scared. So I'm here to tell you that anyone can do it, because I went for a singing lesson. And if I tell you the backstory, I did music for many years as a small child, and I took my recorder off to my music lessons, and the singing bit, my music teacher really gave up on me. She says, "Sarah, like, you really can't sing, and just for your exams, you're going to have to hum the notes, and we'll just work on that you'll get zero for that segment." So I had instilled this thing that I can't sing, I'm tone deaf, it had instilled. So going for a music lesson or singing lesson, like, as I was driving to it, I thought, how do I get out of this? How do I get out of this? I really don't want to do it. Anyway, I went and had a music lesson or singing lesson with the gorgeous Carmen Rodriguez, who's very talented. And
you nearly said Carmen Miranda, hey?
No, I didn't. And what was so impressive is that there's so much more to singing. It started off with, like, where does your voice come from? How do you start to
there's a lot of singers that I still want to ask that question.
Like, just your diaphragm and proper breathing. We know that proper breathing through most things is we don't breathe well, as we really shallow breathing in most parts of our life. So this singing lesson was really a reminder, like, breathe from your diaphragm. And then it was, what song did I sing? Common.
Have you ever seen the rain?
Oh my goodness, I rocked it. I mean, it styled it. But it was just, I think, going along and finding a safe space with Carmen to be able to explore this as a nervous person. I mean, you must see students come to you. You were telling me the story about a guy who was like 76 who came to you to just have and I mean, if he can do it, who else is out there that wants to learn to sing?
Right. I mean, I have people from all ages that come to me. People come from little kiddies. Their moms say, my child can sing. I know I'm the mom that says the child can always sing, but my child, I think, can sing, but I need your opinion. And the child comes in. I go, do you want to sing? She's like, yes. Okay, sing for me. I'm like, your child can sing. And all there's a little bit of development.
Yeah.
But you're all ages, and it's beautiful stories.
And while I was during the singing lesson, I asked her, why do people sing? Like, what is it about it? And you said it's like, and if you think about it, it's your voice, it's your ability to communicate, portray yourself. And I think it's just such an amazing journey. I mean, I'm not gifted naturally. I would have to, if I wanted to sing in public, which I don't, thankfully, and I'll spare people's ears, but there's some people that are naturally gifted, but it is something that you can work on as well. So I think it's really something that was a really good opportunity, because to go and do something that I didn't want to do takes me right outside of my comfort zone, and it turned out to be, and then I got be a really good experience to crack those things in my head that I thought, what do we carry around in our heads that we've told ourselves that we can't do? And I just, that was my train of thought after the singing lesson.
I'm extremely proud of you. Well done.
So, Gobi, you only got into singing much later. You've only been turned professional like the last 10 years, been teaching for 12. Like, tell us a bit about your journey.
It started off with someone else believing in me. Like, I'm believing in all of the students that I teach. And I was doubting it since the day they told me, you got a great voice. And my dad was the first one who said, oh, you got a good voice, let's go for singing lessons. Like, no, Dad, get me a horse. I'm fine, thank you very much. And anyway, the long story short, the bug bit and off I went. I was taking my journey off by storm and loving every note, every moment, every opportunity that came my way, and every person that comes my way now to help them believe in themselves and carry it forward.
An interesting thing during the lesson, you really gave me tips on how to stand, to breathe, and I think part of performance is just that first step. And in your studio, you've actually got like a mini stage, so people learn how to step onto the stage. It's quite like all-encompassing. It's not just about your voice, isn't it? It's about having that confidence to take that step.
It's first of all, I honestly feel it's a lot to do with trusting. So you've got to trust me when you walk in there, and you've got to trust to open up your mouth first to actually let your voice out. And I've got to build that trust with you within a few seconds. And if we can grab that and just have that moment of going, you here and I've got you and you're safe, let's go. And then these little tips as we go along and trying to build that confidence, really.
So it wasn't just about singing. I got to blow into balloons, to activate my diaphragm, and like all these cool things. So it was really, really awesome. And I just wonder how many people out there, like how many people like might want to go for a singing lesson. I really encourage you, do not wait. Go and book yourself in. And I think the other thing that what was quite interesting is you have to get to the point, I think, where you're comfortable with yourself. And that's part of the journey, because you're putting yourself out there. Not everybody's going to like you, and that's okay. But you have to get to that point where you're willing to put your talent out there.
And my motto is singing through confidence. Okay. And confidence equals knowledge. So therefore, I'm there for you to help you gain that knowledge and put you out there and believe in you as you get to every little step on that stage.
And you've had some exciting experiences. Having been on this journey, this year you've done Splashy. What else have you done?
I've traveled to Joburg and I've sung at the Sunbet Arena, and I've got my own backstage dressing room for the first time. Really living the cool life.
But what do you think the lessons that, what have your pupils taught you as a teacher?
You never stop growing, and you've always got to learn to be true to yourself and never forget your own why. That has just been the biggest lesson for me, because I keep repeating it to my students, and whatever I'm teaching, I'm really learning every time for myself. So my ears becoming really on tune. So I can hear something so quickly, and I go, okay, when I'm singing, okay, how do I fix that quickly, because I teach it so often.
My ear definitely. I mean, if I didn't have the backing track, I don't think I would. But I do have video evidence that I did sing, and that Carmen thinks that I'm not too bad.
No, not at all. I believe anyone can really sing as long as you have a voice to talk and actually an ear for music. You're okay.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. I think I'd rather go somewhere shocks, but we'll see. I don't think I'm going to be taking up a performance career. Let's put it that way.
It's amazing. It's amazing. You got this if you want it, I guess, you know.
I'll leave it for to inspire somebody out there to go and take that bold heart step.
And, you know, it's also like in any business that you do, it's always like, how can I grow? What's the next best thing? What's the next best thing? And I provide stage time for my students. I provide big year-end showcases and recordings, and I get people in. And I say, okay, cool, come. Even people off the streets, it's a very reasonable package. And I just put them out there and I go, come, guys, let's hear your voice. Let's hear what it's like in the beginning of the year. Let's do another recording at the end. You can hear the difference. Look at that growth. And they're shocked. They go, oh, my goodness. So it's a lovely journey.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's talent, and then there's just anybody can do it.
Yes.
But can they do it like this? And this is Carmen Rodriguez. She's really good.
I know. Look at that voice. Like, that's amazing.
Wow.
The message in the song is actually very sentimental for what we're just experiencing.
And what is the song about?
You're the prize. You're the one that matters. You got to love yourself. Surprise, duh. It all starts with you.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, you're very lucky to have Carmen Rodriguez as a teacher. She's In my humble opinion, one of the best.
Yeah.
I don't know about the teaching. I've never been it was singing. Oh,
it was really brilliant. And the way, you know, it was really good. How, I mean, you can take me who has very minimal talent and actually get me comfortable and doing all these things, engaging my diaphragm, and then bolting out a few notes and not being too bad.
So. It's a special thing. We sing when we're happy, we sing when we're sad, but it's a spiritual thing.
Absolutely.
We connect to our higher being. Yeah. See, we are spirit having a human experience. Singing connects us.
Ta-da!
Yeah. So, thank you, Carmen. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you for experiencing this with me.
It was really great. If you want to follow you, if there's somebody that wants to follow you online, where do they find you?
Please go on Facebook or Instagram at this point. It's Carmen Rodriguez with an S in Rodriguez at the end, on Z Portuguese. So we have the S. And go and follow me on Facebook. I'll chat to you anytime.
Awesome. 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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Dave, this must be a segment. I mean, you're musical. This is right up your alley.
Come on, Rodrigo.